Former Gig Harbor, Washington administrator Mark Hoppen has dropped out of the running for the manager's job, telling Petersburg officials he and his wife have decided against moving to Alaska. Hoppen interviewed with the city council for over an hour Wednesday. Another finalist, Steve Giesbrecht, withdrew his name earlier in the process but was convinced to remain on as an applicant. Giesbrecht has been the administrator in Electra, Texas, a community of around 3,100 people near the Oklahoma border, since 2003. During his interview Wednesday, Giesbrecht was asked why he wants to come to Petersburg and responded it was 111 degrees in Electra that day.
I grew up in the San Francisco Bay Area and lived up at Lake Tahoe for about 4 years. Used to be a big skier, spent a lot of time in the mountains fishing and hiking. I really, really love that kind of, you know, mountains, ocean, you know, the stuff that, you know, quality of life things. Cannot handle the heat. This is just getting insane. It's not just this year.
The candidates were asked to come up with an example of when they'd taken an unpopular stand. Giesbrecht talked about dealing with a recurring water shortage when he first started up the job in Electra. He said that city ended up looking to a neighboring community for its water.
The most cost-effective solution to the problem was to tie into their water system and to cease being in the water production business. And I had to present that in a town hall meeting to the public. It was extremely unpopular because it's a very proud town. And the giving up that self-sufficiency was not something that was overly popular. City Council was already on board with the idea. They knew after not only just looking at my information, but after many years of this issue, that it was the only real solution, but publicly it was very, very unpopular.
Before he became a government administrator, Giesbrecht was director of a reservations call center in Wichita Falls for budget car and truck rental. He also has worked at Brinks Home Security and for 12 years for a private real estate information company. He has degrees from St. Mary's College in California and the University of Phoenix. Giesbrecht says he'd like to give 60 days notice to the city of Electra if he's offered the Petersburg job. The other finalist, Carl Hagerman, has been Petersburg's public works director for a decade and started work in the city's water and wastewater departments in 1992. He'll be taking over as acting manager once Scott Hahn leaves the job at the end of the month. Hagerman grew up in Petersburg and graduated high school here and attended the University of Alaska and Northern Arizona University. He told the council he's committed to staying here in town.
If the council does decide to hire someone else, I'm absolutely committed to the city of Petersburg, and I will, you know, continue on with my as a public works director for as long as you'll have me. Although I do believe that, you know, long-term stability in the manager's position would be a huge thing for Petersburg as we head out of our economic downturn here. And I would love to be able to provide that stability to the community.
As a public works director, Hagerman has worked on numerous street, water, and sewer projects for the city. When he was asked about taking an unpopular stand, Hagerman also talked about a water project, specifically Petersburg's repair of the water pipeline to the Cabin Creek Reservoir.
Members of the council were pretty adamant that things were a certain way, and of course I was pretty adamant that they were in a different situation or should be handled in a different way. And, you know, that was a difficult time to deal with that, but... You know, in the end, I felt that I truly understood the problem better than most people involved in that decision, and I do feel good that I stuck to my guns and continued on with the in the direction that I wanted to go, and I think it was ultimately much better for the city.
The city ended up spending over $1 million for the repair work on the line to Petersburg's largest reservoir, but opted not to do a second phase of work supported by some on the city council. Both manager candidates are married and both have 3 children. Face-to-face interviews with Giesbrecht and Hagerman will probably happen in the 3rd week of July, with a chance for the public to talk with the candidates. The council could make an offer to one of the candidates following those interviews. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.